For more on this, we're now joined by our U.S. correspondent, Simon Marks. Now, Simon, first of all, tell us more about the sentiments on the ground. What are the latest poll numbers saying?
Well, the closing polls, Barrity, provided some good news for both Donald Trump on the Republican side and Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side. Mr. Trump was 3 or 4 points ahead of his closest rival, Senator Ted Cruz, another arch-conservative. He's from the American state of Texas. Hillary Clinton has been in a very tight race in Iowa, a much tighter race than I think anyone expected. 6 months ago, when this presidential election campaign first got underway, she's been put under enormous pressure by Senator Bernie Sanders, a socialist from the state of Vermont. She appears to have pulled ahead of him, but she's been sounding very cautious in these last few hours, very careful not to predict victory. She says it's going to depend who shows up at these caucuses in Iowa, which are due to get underway in the course of the next few hours. Hillary Clinton, of course, has suffered defeat in Iowa in the past. Back in 2008, it was an upstart youngster called Barack Obama who overturned her apple cart there. She is very anxious that it shouldn't be a slightly elder political veteran, Senator Bernie Sanders, who pulls that kind of surprise here tonight.
Now, quickly take us through the caucus process, Simon. How are the winning candidates decided exactly?
Well, it's a fascinating process, and it's somewhat informal. Essentially, Republicans and Democrats, registered voters in Iowa, can show up at any caucus that is being held in their neighborhoods. And these caucuses can be convened in people's living rooms. They can be convened in schools. They can be convened at community centers. And a sense of each caucus is gathered by the organizers. Everything, of course, is put to a vote, and then the results of those caucuses get tabulated centrally in Des Moines. There's a big media center and a website where you can track the Republican results precinct by precinct, and a website where you can track the Democrat results in the same way. But, you know, while Iowa jealously guards its position as the first state in the country where real votes are cast as the parties begin the process of choosing their presidential candidates, there have been many occasions in the past where Iowans have delivered an upset to the two-party front-runners. So everyone, I think, on some degree of tenterhooks as they go into this process to see exactly what Iowans choose to do in the hours ahead.
Put this in perspective for us. How important exactly are the Iowa caucuses in the presidential race as a whole?
Well, look, I think there's absolutely no question that their importance can be overstated and almost certainly will be overstated by whichever candidates emerge the winners over the next few hours. The losers, of course, will dismiss the Iowa caucuses and say it's time to go on to New Hampshire. People will be casting their votes in just a few days' time. But in a couple of respects, Iowa, I think, is going to be very important. Specifically this year, this has been such a turvy, unpredictable election. It hasn't followed the rule book at all, and that's largely because of the presence, the domineering presence of Donald Trump on the Republican campaign trail. This Iowa caucus is going to tell us whether Donald Trump can actually deliver votes. Is he really the front runner? Are the people who are telling pollsters that they're going to support him, are they actually going to support him? Or are some people showing up at his rallies simply because they want to catch a glimpse of him? So seismic a star is he here in the United States. The other question that I think will be answered as a result of all of this is, can Hillary Clinton truly break away from Senator Bernie Sanders? Is she very much the inevitable candidate for the Democrats? And will this election begin to start pursuing and following a slightly more conventional path, or are we in for weeks, if not months, more of turbulence? Some of those questions, not necessarily all of them, but some of them, I think, will be answered over the next few hours.
You mentioned that, of course, Hillary Clinton is looking like the front runner and is tipped to win. However, few are predicting a definite victory. You mentioned Donald Trump. What is your feel of the ground at this point? How are things looking for Donald Trump?
Well, I mean, he has been exuding confidence, as indeed is his trademark, throughout this campaign, particularly in Iowa. He poked a little gentle fun at Iowans in the dying hours of the campaign, saying, you know, just for once, why don't you get behind a winner? Don't back another loser, as the voters of Iowa have done in the past. He is obviously very hopeful that he's going to be able to demonstrate that all of the crowds, and they are very sizable crowds that have been showing up at his rallies, actually translate into votes. Because one of the big questions about Donald Trump, so unconventional a candidate is he, is whether he's truly got the organization on the ground to mobilize people and get them to the polls, and whether his supporters genuinely are passionate about him. There is no question that so far he's rewritten the rule book in this very nascent stage of America's presidential election, and that's reflective of the fact that many Republican voters are looking for someone who isn't steeped in the corridors and hallways of Washington, who's plain speaking and says, as Mr. Trump vows to do, that there is a path for America to be restored to greatness. But all of that's being put to the test. And if it's a test for Donald Trump, it's a test for all the other Republican candidates, because one of the things that Iowa will do is winnow out the Republican field. There are 12 candidates on the ballot of the Iowa caucuses in a few hours' time. It is highly unlikely that there will still be 12 candidates on the ballot when the people of New Hampshire go to vote in just a week's time.
Thanks very much for that, Simon. Simon Marks, 938 Live's U.S. correspondent.